time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio.
History.
We are banned by Weight Watchers. Put on their blacklist. Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be careful. You may gain weight if you stand too close to the speakers. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Step up, ladies and gentlemen.
This segment is Clowning Around. Wedding anniversary celebrations have a tendency to change over a married couple's life. Gone are the days of a romantic weekend getaway, followed by a candlelit dinner and dancing till dawn. After 47 years of marital bliss, anniversaries consist of a trip to Wisconsin Dells to contribute to the Ho-Chunk Indian tribe and seeing a matinee performance of Bello Knock at the Palace Theater.
He was actually pretty good.
Truth be told, this was Jim's idea, that romantic devil. Hands off, lady. He's all mine.
You betcha.
Oh, lucky me. If you saw Bello, you would remember him. He is best known for touring with Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus and most recently on America's Got Talent TV show. He is easily recognizable as the diminutive acrobatic clown with the foot-high blonde hair sticking straight up.
I mean,
I don't know how he can get it to stick straight up.
I think half of his height is hair.
I think so, too, because he's really a short guy when we took pictures with him.
He gets shot out of a cannon. All of these festivities made us work up quite an appetite on our way home the next day.
Mm-hmm.
We were still clowning around and remembered a sad clown from days gone by, namely Emmett Kelly.
I remember Emmett Kelly.
Google him, people. This gave us the idea to dine at Emmett's Brewing Company in West Dundee. Get it? Emmett.
Okay.
All right. This could be a little stretch, but that's all we got. I couldn't think of anything else.
I thought of Emmett, so I thought, ooh.
Yeah, it's a perfectly, not planned.
Logical.
Logical tie-in, yeah. Of course.
Walking through the door, you see the giant copper brewing tanks to your right. Passing through another door, you enter the dining area and bar. Wood accents abound, giving it an old school feel.
We were sitting there looking over the appetizers and decided on the pork pot stickers for $12.
I like pot stickers.
I do too. I love them.
I don't like Chinese pot stickers. I like the Japanese type that's called gyozas.
Those are a little better. I like them both, but yeah, you're right. Those are all the ones are a little better than
and
gyozas.
And these were, I should say, like the Japanese ones that we like.
That's right, they were.
They were.
They were pot stickers served with ponzu sauce. I don't know what that is. That's kind of like our
dipping sauce that we make.
Soy syrup, red chili threads, and Napa cabbage. After all, what else would you order as an appetizer at a brewery?
That's true.
That'd be Chinese pot stickers. What arrived at our table was a rectangular plate with five pot stickers on it.
Five.
Okay, I mean...
Do the math.
That comes out to $2.40 a sticker.
A pot sticker, too.
Boy, they stuck it to us. I don't like to go by the quantity of food. I like to have good quality food.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a fine line, I think, between getting just a bunch of food and actually getting ripped off.
Uh-huh.
And I'm $2.40 for a pot sticker.
I go to... I go to Trader Joe's and get a bag full for a few bucks.
I mean, that's
ridiculous.
A little much, but anyway, those little chili threads, I don't know what they were. But they were like, what, chili peppers that were like cut into threads or something?
I don't know what they were. But they were crispy.
Yeah.
And I was eating them.
They were tasty.
Yeah. But they were interesting.
But for 12 bucks, you better get more than five stickers.
Exactly.
I think. Just
We got ripped.
Maybe it's us, but, you know.
Jim ordered the spicy pork sandwich for $14. This consisted of thinly sliced pork with blistered tomatoes, roasted jalapenos.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Thinly sliced Swiss cheese and sriracha aioli, all on an onion bun. You're getting to be bad for me. I'm starting to talk like you.
You're coming over to the dark side. Panopolis, jalapenos, avocados.
Uh-huh. For his side, he chose sweet potato fries. The onion roll resembled a small hoagie roll, and the sandwich was very sparse on the ingredients. The sandwich was spicy, registering about a 4 on his sweathead meter, though.
Here again, it was good. It could have been really tasty, but yeah, for 14, here again, 14 bucks.
Was it $14, did I say?
I think that's what you said. Yeah,
wow. Yeah, it was very, very, very sparse.
It really was. But maybe it's just us. Maybe we're expecting too much. I don't know.
We're expecting something.
Nancy went with the half sandwich and a cup of soup for 12 bucks. She chose a cheddar ale soup and upgraded for a dollar to a bowl and selected the Emmett's Club sandwich. Oh boy, how exciting. What do you see in that club sandwich? You always order those things.
I like them. I'm sorry.
Boring sandwich in the world.
You know something? I'm married to the most boring man in the world, then, you moron.
Oh, see, now that's getting just harsh. That's
well,
pretty
you're
harsh.
Being harsh to me, moron, so shut up.
Anyway,
this
exciting sandwich was turkey, ham, Nooski bacon, Swiss cheese, tomato, greens, basil aioli, roasted tomato, spread on rustic wheat bread. Of course, she asked them to leave off the tomato, and of course, it was there. I don't want to say what you right.
It was.
As she rummaged through her sandwich to remove the tomato, she noticed a half-inch piece of bacon nestled in the greens.
A half-inch piece of bacon.
I know.
Did they consider that the bacon on my sandwich?
She held up the bacon to the waiter and says, "Is this all the bacon?" Really, it was.
It was pathetic.
It was pathetic. He apologized and brought over two full strips of bacon. Well, thank you for that. While she was scrounging around in her sandwich, she noticed the lunch meats and cheese were sliced very thin and sparse, as was my sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you actually held up a piece of cheese, and you could almost see through it.
I mean, it was so thin. I've never seen it thin like
really?
That before.
I mean, it's...
That was really thin.
The soup was delicious.
Oh, it was.
And she was glad she upgraded to a bowl because you can't fill up on that little sandwich.
You can't.
I mean, I flossed more stuff out of my teeth than I was
inside
that sandwich. But that could be too much information, too.
And you digress, I know.
I digress.
To sum it up, no doggy bag for us tonight.
Nope.
We lost at the casino, and we lost at dinner tonight.
Here again, I don't, you know, mind paying for good food if it's really tasty. But
exactly. Man, and we do pay for good food.
Anyway, this restaurant is handicap accessible, but beware, the service is very slow.
Very slow.
It was, yeah.
The price for wrapping up our anniversary celebration was $50.28. They must have been clowning around with those portions.
Now, that's actually Krusty the Clown.
But he sounds sort of like Bozo.
I know. I never noticed that. I think they patterned Krusty after good old Bozo.
I think so, too.
Didn't he kind of look like him a little bit with the hair?
Sort of his hair sticking out. I don't really watch The Simpsons.
Oh, but crusty. Oh, well.
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked. The roasted jalapenos were the only things that gave my sandwich flavor. Other than that, it was really kind of a dud.
You didn't have much on it.
No, it was a dud. What's your take, Toots?
My soup came with a pretzel roll that was tasty and complemented the soup. Because something about the, you know, when you have pretzels and you have cheese.
Oh.
Sauce, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh. Very good combination.
Well, why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Emmett's Brewing Company, 128 West Main Street, West Dundee, 60018. 847-428-4500. Website, www.emmettsbrewingcompany.com. Directions, take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Route 31 North to Route 72, Higgins Road, Main Street, whatever, east to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 21 minutes.
Well, thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
And for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM radio dial.
We put you in WHRU.
Last.
No. So, my love, did we get any letters this week? I shouldn't ask because we did. I know we did.
Oh, did we get a letter? But let me just double check. Gotta get into the our email.
I'm so glad that the station upgraded.
Yeah, we don't even have an area code if you count the numbers. People out there, ask your grandparents what this sound is. We're almost in. We're almost. And we're in. Okay, let me check the email now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, did we get a letter.
Oh, yes.
Yay.
We did.
Okay, and I have to censor this letter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't have any censors on our iPad here.
No. This letter is from our newfound listener, Clarence.
About our last show?
Yeah, and this is about the Outpost Tavern, which was the last restaurant we reviewed before this one today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. By the time you pompous bleep got around to apologizing being pompous bleeps, you could have deleted your elitist comments. The next time I see Jim's fine-looking Mercedes, I'll take my ordinary, hard-working, everyday Honda to a different dive that serves ordinary people. Okay, what he's referring to is the Outpost. It's a little country dive.
And exactly.
It is. I mean, and we were a little bit hesitant about going in because it doesn't look the most inviting from the outside.
It's not inviting.
So I made a remark that I parked my Mercedes among the pickup trucks and blah, 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 blah. Now, if this particular individual would have listened to the program.
Completely.
Completely. What we said at the end, that we even said we apologize for being pompous because we went in there, we had a great time talking with everyone.
Exactly.
And everything was fine, and we actually made fun of ourselves for being pompous.
Exactly. But so, the moron didn't realize that and had to write a letter.
Yeah, yeah. So, but he goes on. Now, another thing, too, I have issues with him. He says he has a hardworking Honda.
Well, your Mercedes is hardworking.
I mean, how does he think I got my Mercedes? Just wished it? I mean, I worked hard too.
Exactly.
So I don't understand that. But anyway, he goes on. I like very much the people I dine with, and it's kind of people you meet every day and can talk about stuff and family. So you can talk about stuff.
We talked about stuff.
We did. We talked
about stuff. I don't know what he's talking about.
Take your pompous attitude and your pompous car to some other dive. Well, that was nice. And what I thought he'd say, we could do with our attitude in attitude our car.
That's true.
Yeah. So.
And we will take our pompous attitudes to a different dive.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that, Clarence. I'm glad you enjoyed our show.
Could you please file that in the under G?
Okay. I'll
garbage.
I'll put it in our file.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Done.
That's filed away.
Done, done, and done.
If you have any other comments, or especially if you'd like to yell at us, please do, because then we can read your letter on the air and
call you a moron.
And kill half a show.
Exactly.
So, anyway.
And put you down, too.
No, those are all carefully filed.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. Care of pompous beeps at huntleyradio.org.
Oh, you're not pompous, my love.
No. Oh, my goodness, dude. Dancing around the studio and everything. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Geez, you going
to
be all right?
Love that music. It does something to me that nobody has done to me before.
All right. Well, with that, in our studio right now is Nancy, and she is our resident punographer. She is the queen of all puns. So if you like puns, you're going to love this segment. If you don't like puns, you're just going to groan like I do. So take it away, Nancy, the queen punographer.
One of my kitchen utensils seems to be playing classical music. I think it's the Chopin block.
C-H-O-P-I-N, Chopin, Chopin. Oh, that's really bad.
I liked
it. That's a stretch. Oh.
I am more confused than a chameleon in a bag of Skittles.
That's pretty good, actually.
Thank you. I had to give up on my plan to set up a business making work surfaces for kitchens. It was counterproductive. That was the whisk I was willing to take.
Oh, I'm not even going to, no, nothing. You get nothing.
Somebody just threw a bottle of omega-3 capsules at me. I only have super fish oil injuries, but I'm lucky I wasn't krilled.
Oh, that is bad. That.
Penne for your thoughts?
You don't want my thoughts right now.
I was watching an Australian cooking show, and the audience clapped when the chef made meringue. I was surprised, as Australians normally boo meringue.
Now, that one I actually like. I do like that one.
I'm so glad you approve of that.
That's a good one.
Like, I care, you know?
That was good.
The more I know you, the more I love you.
Aww.
Not really.
No.
I was at a really emotional wedding this past weekend. Even the cake was in tears.
Now, that's a good one, too. Another good one.
It feels like you don't care at all.
No, not going, nothing, nothing, nope.
A friend of mine used to install kitchen work surfaces, but they arrested him for counterfeiting.
Good one, that's a good one.
I don't believe you. You're an impasta.
Nope, nothing.
I hope you find your inner peas.
Nothing.
You've stolen a pizza, my heart. I know it's corny, but you're amazing.
Oh, maize, corn, get
You obviously have to sit there and tell them so they can get it.
Yeah.
You ought to be... I'm sorry.
You can't even say this one, can you?
No, I can't. You ought to be prosciuttoed for tasting this good.
Prosecutor.
I like this one. This one's a cute one.
I'm glad you like it.
I laughed before. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, oh, and I couldn't help myself. Don't go baking my heart. Remain calm. It's meant to be.
Huh?
Remain calm.
What's with mint?
Mint is mint. It's meant to be. Okay, aren't you going to do any hitting of this stuff? Or am I going to just keep going through these like
crazy?
Well,
when you get a good one, I'll hit it.
You're Kiwi and me. Thank you. I like a little noise after some of them. I don't want to taco about it.
You wanted some noise? I gave it to you. How's that?
You look radishing. I'm Avo Control.
What? Avo.
Oreo jealous?
Mmm, so good and tasty.
I'm just hitting anything, honestly.
I want to hold your ham. I don't want you singing. I'm trying to say the thing so they can hear it. I'm so eggs.
Hey, how you doing?
Stop it. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
Wasn't there a song like that?
Mm-hmm.
So eggs.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. Relish the moment.
Where did you get these things from?
The internet.
Wow.
Just for the hell of it.
I heard that one, yep.
Espresso yourself.
Oh.
Madonna, express yourself. Don't settle for the meaty okra. You're a real fun guy.
Yes, I am.
Hey, how you doing?
I love Melon DeGeneres.
Oh.
I think these are pretty darn good.
I'm glad you do.
This may sound bananas, but I find you appealing.
Appealing. Oh.
So good and tasty.
You're not. I would put my slices of meat on the fridge's top shelf, but the stakes were too high.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry. That was, no.
Well, would you look at the time? Last but not least.
Yay!
Thanks for putting up with me.
Oh.
I think that was wonderful. I don't know about you, but I love puns.
Yeah. Where did you get these from? The internet.
In the internet.
There's so much useful information on the internet.
I know. And I got it.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw. Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Subject there's no one.